For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Understand. How do I not have a case? That's literally a black Lucario.
That's not a black Lucario. That's Anubis.
Anubis?
In Power World, they call him Anubis. Yeah.
What? Anubis.
They can't stand it. Come on, his legs are closer. They
what? A little closer?
See, how can you not understand that his legs was closer? Like, in all honesty, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I'm playing a very specific video from the GOATs RDC world as this pertains to our specific segment that I'm about to get into right now.
You don't have a case. Listen, you're the Pokemon CEO. We understand. You don't have a case right now. I'm trying to help you out.
I understand. Okay.
You're my client. Maybe you're right. Like, you don't have a case with...
Currently showing side-by-side comparisons.
Is that not even?
Somebody texted me. Hold on.
Man, who are you texting, man? I'm paying for this song.
Oh, no, it's my client. Chill, bro.
Can he not wait?
Yeah.
Is that not Eevee?
That's, Krimis.
Krimis. How much time have you spent on this game?
I had to do what I had to do.
How much time? You know every Pokemon.
Listen,
name.
I had to do what I had to do.
How much time did you spend on this game?
That I had a case for you. I was looking.
That man want an answer.
How much time did you spend?
40, man.
What?
40.
40 hours. This game hasn't even been out a week yet.
Time be going by fast when you playing it.
I see what's going on.
What's going on?
You protecting him.
I'm your lawyer.
You're a fan of this game.
I'm not, man. Fuck Power World. You pay me. I play Pokemon Yellow Blue, right?
Get up.
I was trying to build a case for you.
Mm.
So I got on Power World thinking about Pokemon.
Mm, appeal to the emotional aspect.
Hour after hour. Slaving pals.
Now that is one thing about Power World. It's an interesting correlation with slavery, but we're not gonna go there right now. We're just gonna keep going.
And I put the gameplays of Power World and Pokemon next to each other and realized it was perpendicular.
Man, this is
alright, so yeah, that was the Ghost RDC world. Of course, making a skit on how Pokemon was talking to the lawyers about Power World. Now, this skit came out 8 months ago. Why is that important? For the simple fact that all the way up to... Hold on, give me 1 second. Okay, here we go. So basically, September 18th, no, actually, September 19th, 2024, it was a specific address to whom it may concern. Now, this lawsuit is pretty interesting for the simple fact that the Pokemon Company/Nintendo, they do not play around when it comes to their patents, right? So when they come out and say Kyoto Minami Ku, I think that's how you say it, representative director and president Shintaro Furukawa, I think that's how you say it, together with the Pokemon Company, filed a patent. Oh, also, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because I currently have the lawsuit up right now for you to see. So, anyways, filed a patent infringement lawsuit in the Tokyo District Court against Pocket Pair Inc., who are the developers and creators of Power World, right? Nintendo goes on to say, this lawsuit seeks an injunction against infringement and compensation for damages on the grounds that Power World, a game developed and released by the defendant, infringes multiple patent rights. Mm-mm-mm. Nintendo will continue to take the necessary actions against any infringement of its intellectual property, including the Nintendo brand itself, to protect the intellectual properties it has worked hard to establish over the years. Can I get an amen? All right. So after getting through that lawsuit, you realize that ultimately they're just trying to big dog their way through this situation, as technically they are suing over video game mechanics, gameplay mechanics, right? And this is very imperative that you understand, because if Nintendo patents these basic mechanics, because that's basically the lawsuit, if you read the lawsuit, it's patenting, is talking about the infringement of its intellectual property when it comes to certain basic mechanics. Now, as far as the designs, I feel very confident saying Nintendo has a case. But as far as the specific lawsuit, having them suing over basic gameplay mechanics, I think it's a very interesting way in the way they're going about saying that they cloned their game. Because even though Power World may seem uninspired, don't forget, Nintendo is one of the biggest dogs in the industry when it comes to having lawyers on deck. So Power World is very much in danger. But if they're suing over basic gameplay mechanics like point and click and a lot of other mechanics when it comes to the overall compensation of for damages, and is basing their claims and a lot of things that they could sue other indie games with, I think this is a dangerous precedent. Because if you have any monster collection / fighting games, a lot of these basic mechanics that are in the lawsuit are too vague for them to have a winning case on. But they did file this lawsuit, as you've seen previously when I had it up on the screen. They filed this in Tokyo. So as far as Power World and them being developed by Pocket Pair, which is an action adventure survival game, of course, but it does have monster catching mechanics, that is why a lot of people have labeled this game Pokemon with Guns. Because if you don't know, this game came out in January 2024 and basically just broke all the records, right? It was on top as far as most played games and on Steam. And I think it came to the consoles even later, because at first, I believe it was only on the PC platform, but now it's coming over to, I think it was mobile via the PUBG developers. I guess they're helping them with the mobile aspect and the integration of the game. But now, currently, recently, Power World is also on PS5. So with that being said, they launched in PS5 after the whole lawsuit as far as Nintendo going at Power World, which is technically the lawsuit, and where it's at is the largest market for Power World, because, you know, it's China. So if Power World's largest market is in China, where all these free-to-play models dominate that specific region, then Nintendo going at them seems to be because of, it's not even friendly fire, because of competition in their backyard, right? Because the whole specificities of the lawsuit is the aiming and releasing a capture item, right? Then you have changing a creature's status to owned by the player. So, with that being said, there's concerns with this whole lawsuit because those are broad gameplay mechanics. Not even talking about some of the things that Nintendo has grounds to stand on when it comes to Power World, because everybody sees the influence, the inspiration when it comes to Nintendo and Power World developers Pocket Pair, right? But the overall specifics of the lawsuit having aiming and releasing a capture item, changing a creature's status to owned by the player. I mean, these are a lot of basic mechanics and general mechanics that are in a lot of monster catching games. So as far as the legal proceedings being in the Tokyo District Court and having these quote unquote multiple patent infringements, why not be more specific in the mechanics instead of talking about the capturing and the changing the creature status being your main complaints for Power World? Because then they're going to look at it and talk about how it's a general feature as far as on Pocket. Well, I hope Pocket Pair lawyers up, because you know how that one movie and I think it was called The Network, classic, mind you. I think Andrew Garfield said it. He's like, I'm not coming back for half. I'm coming back for everything. Right now, Nintendo is trying to come back for everything, because even despite of the lawsuit, Power World has only continued development. I don't even think they've responded to the lawsuit, because Nintendo put this out themselves talking about how they are going to take the necessary actions against any infringement against this intellectual property, right? Because I remember, and if you look up Power World Analytic Dreams, it should pop up on whatever platform you're listening on. But I've been breaking down the Power World versus Nintendo battle for a while. And I remember bringing up an article where they talked about how they are looking into the similarities between Power World and Nintendo, and they take it very serious. And so now for them to officially file a lawsuit, and despite the lawsuit, Pocket Pair only just continuing to update or release updates for Power World and releasing it on PS5, because that was a big thing. The release of Power World on PS5 outside of Japan was the continuation of the development process. And I guess it is on Xbox. I don't know why I didn't think it was on there. So it's on PC, Xbox, and PS5.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Right. So the mobile version is another thing that's one of the future developments, as they are using the PUBG developers to give a faithful reinterpret a mobile version of Power World. So all of these strategic moves are to diversify their portfolio. But guess what? Now with Nintendo on the horizon, basically growing in the fact that they want their compensation due to damages. It seems that this is going to influence how future intellectual property disputes in gaming are handled, or how games evolve in the face of legal challenges. So this is a pretty big deal. We knew it was coming down the pipeline. We just did not think it was going to happen in this way, that Nintendo was going to be so sloppy in the specificities of the lawsuit. Because even though the game launched on PC and Xbox January 2024, and then later launched on PS5, even though they're faithfully using Krafton, which is the developers for the PUBG Mobile, to adapt Power World for mobile games, we are still seeing a lot of hoopla when it comes to the overall lawsuit, to the point where Pocketware is just not addressing the lawsuit at all. They're acting like it's not even happened, and they are claiming that, or they're just seemingly acting like they're just unaware of the accusation of them violating the Nintendo IP, right? And because of the game technically performing well, maybe not as well, definitely not as well as far as objectively speaking, when it first came out, it still has had a certain player base to the point where Nintendo seeks to have certain repercussions set to have a broader crackdown as far as people trying to infringe upon the IP of Nintendo. So when Nintendo being so aggressive towards Power World, do you think they'll come a little bit more correct? Because the people seem to be on Power World side. Because if you look at it, a lot of people are saying that the whole Nintendo lawsuit, as far as the generic mechanics that they're trying to sue Power World on, will only stifle competition and innovation within the genre. So particularly in Japan, where Power World is just not just as big, that's disrespectful, is becoming a competitor to Nintendo, right? And so this has led to a huge divide in the Japan audience as far as the gamers variety. And even content creators in Japan facing backlash for even supporting or playing a game like Power World. That's how serious it's getting in Japan. So whenever this lawsuit came about, and you already had lines drawn in the sand, you realize that the success of Power World is now officially being addressed by Nintendo due to legal actions. So overall, I mean, this case is going to be pretty huge. It's going to set a precedent in the gaming industry in regards to game mechanics and how they're patented and treated. And this is going to have a huge impact on future development practices as far as, you know, monster catching type games or labeling a creature captured after you have it and labeling the status owned by the player. Like, I think those are pretty broad, but honestly, when it comes to Power World's success, Nintendo, like I just said, they're not coming back for half. They're coming back for everything. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Power World versus Nintendo and them seeking compensation for the damages on grounds that Power World has infringed multiple patent rights? And what is your stand? What is your thinking, and where do you stand as far as Nintendo versus Power World?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.